wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Football Friday night last night. We got things kicking off with a little 1A action last night. Went out to Ault. Love Ault. And not only a fun football game to watch, but we had a great electrical storm in the background last night. So it was fantastic. 38-21, Wiggins comes to town and takes care of Highland. But we'll talk all about it. Scoreboard in the first segment here. We'll talk about all the local teams in Northern Colorado that battled last night. Also throw some Thursday scores at you and get set for a couple games on the schedule today locally. So we'll look at that. Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. They've been with us for going on, I think, 8 years here. Alan Gould and his great staff, Vic Marie, the whole gang out there. Terrific. 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton will certainly take care of you. Well, this is going to be a fun show today. We're going to get a bunch of coaches on. Saturdays are going to be like this for us. And our coaches hotline, of course, brought to you by the Tatanka Grill, that great, great restaurant out in the Kramer's Wedge store. And they've got you covered at the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton as well. And so great, great stuff right there. Thank you to the Tatanka Grill for their great sponsorship here in Kramer's Wedge store. All right, let's on the show today. Scoreboard, first segment, of course, like we always do. Then Kevin Lytle from the Colorado is going to jump in. He was blessed to be at Ray French Field last night and saw the comeback the Lambkins put on the Legacy Lightning last night. On a night where there was lightning, I'm telling you. So the Lambkins were down 23-0 in the third quarter of that football game, came back behind Andrew Seast and Dorian McGarity. McGarity, I think, three long touchdown scores. He's on his way to CSU to play at the next level. So the CSU commit stood up and said, I am Mr. Fort Collins tonight. They came back and beat him in the last minute, 30-29. Fort Collins gets the win last night. We'll talk with Kevin Lytle about that here in about 13 minutes or so. And then about 10:35, Matt Yem, the football coach for Fort Collins, going to jump on and talk about this victory. And then back half of the show, of course, we're going to get Jeff Van Winkle and Troy Hoffman. Both had big wins last night. So love to talk to coaches on a Saturday, and we'll talk about it after the scoreboard. Let's get to it right now. First of all, want to say it was great to be back on the air with football last night. 38-21, Wiggins comes into Ault, beats Highland. Cole Kerr, the junior quarterback for the Wiggins Tigers last night, is our Buildings by Design player of the game and will be our Buildings by Design player of the week, actually, with the win there last night. So we'll talk about that. Cole Kerr was absolutely terrific last night in that win. Cole Kerr, four touchdown passes, a touchdown run for the junior. His connection with Omar Perez last night was terrific. That's the one that Zach Sandstrom and Highland couldn't figure out. They couldn't figure out those two. And when Mike Danson, my co-conspirator in the ball games out there, Mike sitting next to me for the ball game, he's saying, you know what, in my keys to the game, Wiggins has to figure out a guy besides Cole Kerr. They did. Omar Perez last night, 9 catches, 152 yards, 2 touchdowns. A terrific effort by the folks from Wiggins last night. They get the 38-21 win against Highland. Now they've won 8 of the last 9 in the series against the Huskies. But they get the win last night. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. Let's do that. First of all, 5A last night. Let's go 5A down the road. Fort Collins, of course, we told you, 30-29. What a comeback. 23-0 they're down at home in the third quarter, and they come back. Dorian McGarity, 3 huge touchdown scores, including a 70-yarder in the final minute. We'll talk to Kevin Lytle about that here coming up in 10 minutes. Arapahoe and Rocky Mountain went in the nightcap at French Field last night in Fort Collins. Arapahoe, that's a terrific program, there's no doubt. They come in and take care of Mark Brooks' team, 41-14. Arapahoe led 24-14 at the break in that one. So Rocky drops to 0-1. We're figuring, Kevin Lytle and I had talked about Rocky probably being the best team of the city teams, but let's see. I'm just telling you, for Fort Collins, Tell me a school in the state that's got a better outside group, a receiving core than they've got. It's crazy good. McGarrity's just the top of that group. Dante Johnson, Blake Smotherman. I mean, it just goes on and on. So it is Nicky McGuire. I mean, there's so many playmakers on Fort Collins. If the offensive line for Fort Collins can do what they're supposed to do, Andrew Seast has a good year that could be fun in Fort Collins for the Lambkins, no doubt. But Rocky drops at 41-14. We'll, no stats on that. We'll see what Gage Brook did, the left-handed quarterback and coach's son for Rocky Mountain. But they're 0-1 on the season. Brighton beat Prairie View last night, 34-6. So the Bulldogs, that's a program Bruce Dick and I on Clark and the Coach every day from 11 to noon here on KFK talked about the Brighton program. Everything in Brighton is Brighton. I mean, it's they're moving up. There's no doubt. 34-6, they beat Prairie View. Erie last night, 64-14 against Hinckley. Fairview, how about that? We're talking about FRL teams. Fairview, who's always the team to beat in the FRL. 42-21 over Boulder. Boulder was hanging tough in the first half, I know that. But, boy, that's a terrific sight to go watch a football game down in Boulder. Niwot and Greeley Central, 4A level last night, 4A-5A. 21-14, Niwot beat Greeley Central. So Jeff Priestley's return to Greeley Central. He is 0-1 for the coach that in, I think it was 97, that went to the state championship with the Greeley Central Wildcats. Longmont and Chatfield, how about this one last night? Chatfield gets the win, 49-43 against Longmont, but senior quarterback Keegan Patterson for Longmont, 27 of 41, 385 yards and a touchdown and two picks. Okay, throwing the football, you'd go, okay, that's three, threw for 385. Touchdown, but two picks, that's not so good. He rushed for five touchdowns, 21 carries, 88 yards, five touchdowns in a loss. Chatfield beats Longmont 49-43. Trojans in there at their class level going to be really tough this year. No question. 21-6 fourth quarter for Chatfield. They came from behind and beat the Trojans. Silver Creek last night took care of Mountain View 37-9. So Steve Fry in his first game for Mountain View comes up empty in that one. Loveland, well, how about Alan Jeffries taking over for the Mocs? And all he's done, well, he's been there forever and a day, back to the John Poovey days. And the D.C. now the head coach, what does he do? Shuts out Thompson Valley 34-0. Loveland could be really, really good again. All they've done is won two of the last three state championships. And Windsor and Vista Ridge, that was a tough one. Windsor led 17-6 at the break last night. And Vista Ridge at home came back and beat Chris Jones' team 26-20. Vista Ridge junior quarterback Braden Dorman, he went 318 yards in the air, four touchdowns to beat the Wizards in a comeback win last night. All right, let's get to 2A football last night. Resurrection Christian, we'll talk with Jeff Van Winkle last part of the show today. 42-0 at halftime, I think that was it. That's all they showed on Max Preps was 42-0 at the break, 21-point first quarter, 21-point second quarter, and Res Christian gets the win there. Bob Mock is the coach, I should say. Severance with the 54-0 win over D'Evelyn. That's where we'll talk to. I've got to get figured out yet that Jeff Van Winkle is not at Res. He's at Severance. He gets his first win as the Severance coach, 54-0 over D'Evelyn. So we'll talk to Jeff about that coming up. We're also going to talk to Troy Hoffman, the Platte Valley football coach, 18-7 Platte Valley over Strasburg last night. Strasburg's a 1A team, but don't let that fool you. They can play with anybody. Platte Valley wins 18-7 last night. We'll talk about Devin Lauer, his first shot at quarterback last night for the Broncos. How did he do? But as we said, Severance 54-0 over D'Evelyn. Berthoud 36-6 over Fort Lupton. Berthoud 3-11 the first 14 games under Corey Tickner. So good win for Coach Tickner to open the season against Fort Lupton. 36-6 for the Berthoud Spartans. Brush last night, they beat Diggers 41-13 over George Washington. Brush led 27-7 at halftime and put them away. And then our game, of course, as I said, 38-21, Wiggins knocking out Highland in that one. If you missed Thursday's scores locally, Greeley West went to Florida, took on Baylen Jesuit, and the folks from Miami, they played in Orlando. They came up from Miami. 35-0, Baylen Jesuit beats Greeley West. So second year they've gone to Florida in the past 4 years, I think, and have not scored a point in Florida yet, but always learning things. When you play great football teams like Jason Renoff and the Spartans do, you go to Florida and you learn some things. So they'll come back to Terra Firma and figure it out. Ralston Valley on Thursday beat Fossil Ridge 21-3. The Sabercats held tough in that one. I think it was 7-3 at halftime in that ballgame. Northridge beat Riverdale Ridge 21-7. We talked to Jeremy Hayden on Clark and the Coach on Friday on that one. Also talked to Casey Doss on Friday and Clark and the Coach. 31-12, University beat Kent Denver. So that's a big win for University on Thursday. And Mountain Vista beat Pooter 17-0 there. Today, folks, a couple of games locally. Dayspring Christian is at Springfield today. They beat them 56-32 last year. They've ripped Springfield seven consecutive times, 7-0 in the series. We'll get Dayspring Christian, Ben Fusco's team, next Saturday against Sanford on KFK at 1 o'clock. So eight-man football coming your way next Saturday. Also today, Valley makes the trip to Steamboat Springs for a 6 o'clock affair tonight. Don't forget, as soon as we're done here today, the Bears bash. 11-1 right here on KFKA. Brady Hull, Jerry Schimmel, Aaron Rath are all going to be down there and talking Bears football today. So tune in, 11-1, the Bears bash. They'll have a ton of fun. Always something fun to talk about. Eddie McCaffrey and Dylan coming to town. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be a great year. What are the Bears going to do on Friday night when they go to see you? Should be interesting. All right, we'll come back in a moment on the program. Continue. We will have Kevin Lytle, Coloradoan great writer. He was out at French Field last night and saw the amazing comeback for the Fort Collins Lampkins. We'll talk about it when we come back from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is the Preps Rewind on a Saturday here, following the first Friday Night Lights of the season last night. We had the longest third quarter in the history of football last night in Alt. I think it was 11 and a half hours. It was unbelievable. Pete Freeman, the head basketball coach at Highland High School, was running the clock, and I was trying to feed him $20 bills to say, speed this thing up. Man, that was the longest game of all time. But 38-21, Wiggins beat Highland last night. The game of the century, though, was at Ray French Field last night. Fort Collins down 23-0 third quarter to the Legacy Lightning. I saw Lightning all night last night, but that was in the East. 23-0, and here come the Lampkins. Matt Yem's football team, Matt in his third year as the head coach of the Lampkins, I think 10th year on the staff, but holy cow, Dorian McGarity went off. And I don't have anything about the game except all I know is McGarity, three long touchdowns in the ballgame, including one inside the final minute, and the Lampkins come from 23-0 down to win 30-29 over Legacy. The guy that's going to fill us in, Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, was there last night at French Field. Kevin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I think that Collins game was trying to challenge your game for longest third quarter, though. I mean, we went late in this thing. I think it was a three-hour game, and there was another after. I didn't leave French Field till 11 last night. But,
holy cow. Yeah, that's.
But yeah, it was an amazing, amazing game.
That's a long night for you. Yeah, I think that rivals what we did. It seemed like our games would not end. However, you had the finish from that. I mean, you get to see one of those games once in a while where there's a finish like that, but take us through it. I don't have anything in front of me to let me know how the first half went. It must have been all Legacy, it sounds like. But boy, oh boy, Matt Yem's team held tough.
Yeah, definitely. It was 10-0 at halftime in Legacy, and Collins was doing nothing. I mean, they couldn't move the ball at all. The defense was holding strong, but then early third quarter, it kind of seemed like the dam broke. Legacy score, they had defensive touchdown. All of a sudden, 23-0 halfway through the third. And that feels like, I mean, that's game over with how it was going. It didn't feel like a contest. And then a really interesting situation here. For Collins, Max Jones, their good running back, plus a long run, basically an 80-yarder. and it looked like he got tackled right around the goal line, but it looked like they fell into the end zone and probably should have been a touchdown, but they ruled him down inside the one. But okay, you know, first and goal from inside the one, no problem. So they get stopped three times and then go for on fourth down. Again, they run the ball. And again, I mean, I'm standing right there. You know, I don't have the video replay, but it sure looked like he was in. They rule him short again.
Wow.
So as you can imagine, Fort Collins is displeased, we'll call it. And so at that point, honestly, I'm thinking, you know, well, absolutely game
23
over.
23-zip, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, with that happening, they'll probably, you know, kind of be frustrated and kind of fold up. They did the exact opposite. Three plays later, Joe Van Meter picks up a fumble, runs it back for a touchdown, and all of a sudden, things just start cascading. Dorian McGarity, as you mentioned, he kind of sparked the next one. Collins was driving and threw a little slant to him, and man, he went full Xbox on this guy, just threw this amazing, you know, the controller shift, juked him out, ran to the end zone, and all of a sudden, I think that made a 10-point game, and you're going, oh boy, this has flipped. I think Collins got another turnover, and then, yeah, field goal, Legacy missed a field goal. And on that ensuing drive, they threw a bomb to McGarity. It was funny. I was watching. I had a great view of it. As the ball is thrown, I look over to McGarity, and he's being pulled back by the DB. I'm saying, well, that's got to be holding or PI.
Sure.
No flags coming. I go, well, you know, there's no way he's catching up to that. And, man, he just turned on the afterburners. It was impressive. He just grabbed it, reached the end zone. Tie game. So you're thinking, oh, man, everything's going Fort Collins' way. Legacy with about, I think it was just under 2 minutes left. They're driving, and then they stalled out. They had a couple bad snaps. Collins had a couple good plays. And then it's like third and 17, I think it was, from the Legacy zone, I think 46. So you're thinking, oh, man, Collins is going to get the ball back with a chance. You know, at minimum, they'll go to overtime. They throw a little slant route and some poor tackling. A guy races to the end zone with about a minute 20 left. For Legacy to go up again, they missed the extra point, which at the time didn't feel like it would matter.
Sure, sure.
And you're thinking, oh, man, what a great comeback just to have this devastating loss on third and long from midfield. And then a few plays later, I'm not a coach, I'm not an expert, but I feel like at this point you should maybe have more than one guy in Dorian McGarity.
Maybe, yeah.
That's my thought on the situation. Legacy disagreed.
Wow.
Left him one-on-one, and Easy Campos, who had come in for an injured Andrew Cease, throws one up. McGarity actually came back on the ball. It was kind of one of those back shoulder almost. Grabs it, and just, you know, then he has his defender one-on-one with no one within 20 yards. And I think you can probably guess how that went for the poor defender. And races the end zone, and Loudon Harder hits the extra point, and pretty much game over. Collins got an interception to seal it, but it was unreal. I mean, just an incredible, incredible performance.
Boy, what a huge win, no doubt, for Matt Yam and the Lambkins, man. What a comeback. So McGarity was great, of course. Tell me about Andrew Cease. What do we know about him and the injury?
Yeah, I don't know much on detail, and I wasn't totally sure how much, you know, if it was significant injury or more. There was a ton of cramping because, you know, this was
course,
a 4 o'clock kickoff. So it was hot out there, so both teams had a lot of that, but the good thing is I know that they, you know, have worked both Campos and Cease and think both of them can help. And Campos, you know, he started rough, like you would expect someone coming in cold during a game. But then he put together, made some smart plays. Obviously, he'll have to improve in some ways, but he, you know, when you have guys like McGarity, what's the rule? Give them a chance, and that's what he did. So good work for him. And, yeah, McGarity was great. Dante Johnson, some great defensive plays. He had this one incredible interception where he just kind of, it was like a high jump. He just leapt and snagged the ball out of the air. So Fort Collins, I mean, obviously you were down 23-0, so there are things to improve upon, but you've got to be so happy about that resiliency and comeback. And on a broader scale, you know, this was the first game with student sections in Fort Collins since 2019, because last year Fort Collins had very small to none crowd limit sizes. So it was really cool to have a game like that with a student section, you know, there to kind of provide the backdrop.
Boy, no doubt, Kevin. That's crazy good stuff. This receiving core for Fort Collins is really good. I mean, you talk about the dominance of Dorian McGarity, but I mean, if you're a defensive coach, you've got to be thinking, boy, you've got Dante Johnson out there, Blake Smotherman, you got Nicky McGuire running loose. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can take the pressure off of McGarity, but McGarity on his way to CSU, just like Dante Johnson, that's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to offensive coordinator after the game. He says, what I tell you, just give the ball number one. It makes you look smart.
That's players making coaches look good. That's exactly right. Back half of the doubleheader last night, Arapahoe and Rocky Mountain. We're thinking together. I think Rocky could be the best of the city teams this year, but Arapahoe must have something on the dial because they rocked it up pretty good. 41-14 last night.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Arapahoe because, yeah, it was a good game early. Rocky had two long touchdowns really early in the game. I think the first play of the game even, they scored an 80-yard touchdown. But Arapahoe, they just had some really great athletes. They had this little number 10 running back that, not big on size, but incredibly quick and really strong, you know, base, sure, make it really hard to tackle. And they kind of just out-athleted Rocky Mountain in some ways. So, yeah, they were pretty impressive. You know, Rocky Mountain definitely have some pieces. I think, you know, they're not in for, you know, a super long season or anything, despite that scoreline. You know, Gage Brook had some nice passes. You could tell frustration for the team kind of set in early in the second half when, you know, the game was starting to get away from them. But yeah, my main takeaway was that Arapahoe looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Great night, great doubleheader, and great having the fans back in the seats, no question about it. Kevin, what are you working on today?
Yeah, I'm actually out at, we have a big softball tournament in the city yesterday and today. All four city teams plus Resurrection Christian are out here playing, and Fossil Ridge is in a semifinal right now. They're looking like they're heading to the final. They're, you know, obviously defending 5A champ,
sure,
number one, undefeated so far this season. They're rolling, so fun seeing all our local teams playing in the city right now.
Yeah, you get Phillip and Aragon and those guys out there. It's always a ton of fun, no question about it. Kevin, thanks so much, man. Thanks for jumping in with us and sharing with us what you saw last night at Ray French Field, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great talking to you, Clark.
All right. That's Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and he's terrific, folks. Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E. You want to follow a great Twitter feed. He does so much stuff with CSU and, of course, always has his eyes on the prep scene. We'll come back in a moment. The coach that was on the sideline to win last night, Matt Yem, as he saw his Fort Collins Lambkins come from 23 points down to get the win last night. He's up next with us on the Preps Rewind, brought to you, of course, by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. We're coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is the Preps Rewind on a Saturday after the first Friday Night Lights last night. Boy, the game of the night was at Ray French Field last night. Fort Collins Legacy, 23-0, third quarter, Lambkins down. We're going to talk to the coach about this comeback. 30-29. The Lambkins get the comeback, a win in the final minute last night. Great to have fans back in the stands and great to have a last-second win like this. Coach Matt Yem up on the hotline with us right now. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Clark. How about you?
Fantastic, man. Talk to me about this last night. One, how great was it to be back in the stadium and see student section and the fans? I mean, that must have been fun.
Oh, it really was. You know, to have that kind of environment after having such a weird season last year where hardly anyone was there, to have that environment for the boys to play in was exceptional.
All right, tell me, and if I get this wrong, yell at me real quick. 23-0 last night, and
yeah,
and you guys are on the goal line, first and goal. I thought, talking to Kevin Lytle, he thought you guys got in for a score there, they put the ball on the 1 yard line. You can't get in. I mean, four plays, can't put the ball in the end zone. But three plays later, Van Meter's picking it up and rolling into the end zone with a fumble for a touchdown. That's just called not quitting. It's called playing the game of football the way it's supposed to go defensively. That's a huge turnaround right there. When you didn't get in, looked like it might have been the night is over, and a big defensive play gets you back in.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of frustration, something we talked to the kids about, especially in the first game of the year. There's going to be some balls that don't bounce your way, some calls that don't go your way. You know, we thought maybe we got in on that 80-yard run, and then we were pretty sure we got in there on the fourth down conversion as well. But what could have been a backbreaker for a team, our kids just responded and responded and responded, and Joe Van Meter made a huge play, picking up a fumble and taking it to the house, and that kind of sparked the rest of the night for us.
Boy, no doubt about it. Take us through the last drive of the ball game. 23-23, Legacy comes down, puts it in the end zone, and that's got to be deflating. You've got to be going, okay, well, I mean, in most games, you know, the visitors score late like that, take the lead, that's all she wrote. But they missed the extra point, and you've got a guy that wears number one on your team that can make a play anywhere on the field. CSU's got to be just licking their chops for Dorian McGarity coming by. Dante's going too, I know that, but last night seemed to be Dorian's night, right?
Yeah, you know, our playmakers were exceptional last night in the second half. It was pretty deflating when they scored on, I think it was a 3rd and 17, about 54 yards out, and missed some tackles. And that was, we had done so much to come back just to tie it, and that was big. And we only had one timeout left. So we had, again, 2-minute drill. Nicky McGuire made a nice catch on the first play. And then the next one, we're just trying to hit something a little bit on a quick out, just make sure we were close to the sideline and get out of bounds. And our junior quarterback that filled in, he kind of scrambled a little bit and threw it to our guy Dorian, who made another play as he did the whole rest of the night, and ran it to the house. And all we had to do was kick an extra point, and that was it.
Wow, terrific stuff right there. Now, so Andrew Seast went out. Campos came in for him. Is Andrew okay? What did it look like? Kevin and I were suspecting maybe it was a cramping issue last night. You guys started at 4:15 in the heat. So what does that look like going forward? Any information for us there?
There was a lot of cramping issues going on. And Andrew's such a tough kid, but I think he got his ankle rolled up on. We're hoping it's nothing too serious. And so, you know, Easy came in and did a great job being tough, came into a pretty tough situation,
sure.
Us down 23 and backed up. And he really played well for someone in his first varsity game. And to have that kind of environment was I was really impressed with him. But I'm really hoping Andrew's okay. He's a tough kid, and he'll be back.
And talking to Kevin Lytle, he said, well, I couldn't understand why they had single coverage on Dorian McGarity late in the game. And it's harder to figure if you don't know the Lampkins. I mean, you've got so many weapons out there with Dante, with Blake Smotherman, of course, with Nicky McGuire, who you said make it a big catch in the ballgame, too. It's hard to single anybody in this group. This could be one of the best receiving corps in the state.
Yeah, that's something with us that is so helpful, is we have all of these guys, and so if they are going to double one of them, that's actually a benefit to us.
Sure.
Obviously, any of those guys deserve the respect to get double teamed, but when you have four or five of them out there at the same time, we can kind of take advantage of those mismatches and go from there. But it's hard when you have a guy like Dorian who probably should get double teamed, but the other four guys could very well be too. So it's a hard matchup for the defenses with these guys.
Boy, no doubt. Matt, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us and sharing the big win last night. Boy, that's exciting and a great way to start 2021.
Thanks, Clark. I appreciate it.
You bet. There he is, Matt Yim, the head football coach at Fort Collins High School. 30-29. They came from 23-0 down to get the victory at home against Legacy last night. Dorian McGarity. Look out, folks. This guy's going to have an unbelievable year, and what a career coming up at CSU. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll get with Jeff Van Winkle, Severance football coach. They had a big win last night, of course. And Troy Hoffman's going to jump on real quick with us, too, the Platte Valley football coach. Both coaches 1-0 to start this season. We'll come back in a moment. The Preps Rewind. Don't forget, coverage of the Bears Bash coming up when we're done here. 11-1. Brady Hull, Jerry Schimmel, Aaron Rath, all going to be out there. Bears and CU coming up on Friday. We're coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado, off the first Friday Night Lights of the year. Great to have fans back in the stands. Good stuff last night. Well, things in life sometimes just continue in the same manner they were before. Jeff Van Winkle at Resurrection Christian, all he did was go 27-4 and go to three Final Fours in a row. Last year, they shut out the first five opponents they played. They did it again last night as he moves to Severance High School, gets his first win as a Severance head football coach, 54-0 over Devlin. Jeff Van Winkle jumps on the phone with us right now. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Clark. How you doing?
Fantastic. Well, 54-0, man. We've seen this before from you. Your teams just know how to go win football games. That's a good start for you guys. Tell me, let's go offense first. Nolan Hertzke, your quarterback, and this offense seems like you guys got the job done last night.
You know, we did, and Nolan had a good game. He's learning how to run that offense and everything. He's really kind of bought into what that looks like. We didn't actually have to put the ball in the air very much last night.
Sure.
We had, I think, 7 pass attempts, which is, you know, we're usually a little more balanced than that. We had 28 rushes, but we just had a lot of success. We're, you know, about 7 yards a carry on the ground. And so when you're doing that kind of stuff, the offensive line was really just able to kind of impose their will. So why do you get away from something that's working? You know, so we didn't have to air it out very much last night.
Yeah, I think, and you just said it, offensive line. Those guys up front must have been working last night because they're opening holes. You're getting 7 yards a carry. That's big stuff right there. By halftime, was this thing in the – this was in the tank by halftime, right?
Yeah, we had a running clock.
Yeah, big stuff right there. Talk about the defense, too. I mean, put Jeff Van Winkle's defense, Levi Smith and company, putting up zeros. It's kind of what you guys do.
You know, it's Levi and that staff and the preparation that they do. You know, Clark, I feel like a broken record when I say it, but they do such a great job with the film work that they do, and especially when you're talking about, you know, week one, and so you're trying to find stuff, you know, scrimmage film or whatever. But, you know, they really just do a great job of getting the guys ready to play. You know, and again, defense is our thing, man. So,
Yeah, defense is your thing. It's your thing as a coach. There's no doubt about it, too. Talk about this as a win, and the first win with seniors for this group. This has to be a nice solidifying moment for you guys to say, okay, we got the staff, we got the team, now we just have to move forward and get better each week.
You know, it's exactly right. You know, it was really just great to, you know, you have all that work that you do in the off season. You've got a new coaching staff. You know, I said to the kids last night, I'm so impressed with who they are.
Sure.
With the group of kids that they are, because here, these guys 2 years ago as sophomores and freshmen walked away from tradition. They walked away from programs. They did all these things and they said, you know, we want to start something new. We want to go make a mark on our own in a new place, in a new school. And so the culmination of that is the senior year for them now to start it off like that, to do what they've done. It's humbling to be able to walk alongside of them.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talk about the fact that you fans were able to come, family in the stands. I mean, that's a nice thing. From last year to this year, boy, things are looking a little bit more normal, aren't they?
You know, the atmosphere last night was outstanding. Clark, I got to tell you, the stands were packed. You know, we had people around the fence line as well. You know, I'm not sure what the numbers were or anything like that, but it was so great to turn around and see, you know, just see the stands full on Friday night. You know, it feels normal, like you said.
Yeah, Coach, thank you. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping in with us and giving us a little shot. 54-0, big first win for you. Congrats on your first win as the Severance head football coach.
Clark, I appreciate it very much. You guys have a great day today.
You bet. You too, Jeff. That is Jeff Van Winkle, Severance football coach, comes over from Res and just continues to do what he does. So fantastic stuff right there. Out in Kersey last night, the Broncos with an 18-7 win against Strasburg. Don't be fooled. Strasburg could absolutely play in 2A football, should probably be playing in 2A football. They come into Kersey last night, 18-7 win for the boys from Kersey. Up on the hotline with us right now, head football coach out at Platte Valley, Troy Hoffman. Troy, good win last night for your boys.
Yeah, I was really happy. You know, every victory is awesome, no matter what the score is. So we had a great night and happy for the kids as they got their first win under their belts.
Take us through it. I don't have any stats on the game at all, Troy, so take us through the first half. My main concern was Devin Lauer is now your guy. He's the quarterback in there. Is that where you went? Did he go? Was he under center most of the night?
Oh, he was there all but probably about 8 to 12 plays. We pulled him for a little bit of rest, gave Howdy some shots, and then towards the end we put in Howdy. But, no, Devin did a great job. He stayed under control. He didn't force anything, and that's really what we wanted to see. He checked down a little bit more, you know, gave himself a little more opportunities, but he really had a good control over what we were asking. And we ran the ball effectively. We just shot ourselves in the foot with some penalties.
Talk to me about Strasburg last night. What did you see from Strasburg? I mean, this is a team that I know they're listed 1A, but shoot, Troy, they could play. They could play in the Patriot League, right?
I asked the Martin kid after the game, is there any more coming? Because he's pretty good.
That's enough
he's
Martins, gonna, right?
Yeah, he's going to continue to get better. But they're all five of their linemen, they're all seniors. They're all returning.
Wow,
so,
how about that?
You know, yeah, they were pretty stout up front. They ran the ball effectively on us early. We made a few more adjustments at halftime, and we really were able to close things down in the second half. All the points were scored in the first half, Clark. You know, I asked our kids to get something big on special teams, and Logan Curtis came through with an 82-yard kickoff return. So,
wow, big.
You know, yeah, and like I said, I was really pleased. Just some silly things, but I think there was jitters, fatigue, it was hot. There's a lot of things with high school football that come into effect when you're playing with, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old young men. But real happy we're on the right, you know, we're heading in the right direction. Got a couple weeks to get ready, and it sounds like Severance already has things rolling, so glad I got a few extra days to get ready for them.
Yeah, there were some scores last night. Resurrection Christian, 42-0 over Sterling as well. So,
and that one's a surprise to me. I guess it was 42-0 at halftime, too.
You figure Rob's team's going to do something in there, and Bob Mock's team comes in and just wipes them out. So, yeah, well, it's going to be fun to see what happens in this Patriot League. There's a lot of questions out there as to who's going to be on top when everything is said and done. This is going to be a fun year, Troy, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Rez, Severance on that same side with the defending state champion. So let them beat each other up, and maybe by the time we get to the playoffs, we'll see where it all shakes out.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the defending champs, Zach Lemon's Reds. So talk to me about your defense last night, man. That's big. Your defense has got to lead you early, and it sounds like they did last night.
We got three turnovers last night, and that was one of the things we've been pressing upon the kids that we need to improve on. Again, I have six new starters Friday night, first time for them. So first half a little shaky, made a few more adjustments, but I was really proud of, had a sophomore, Brody White, play the whole game at inside backer for me. Moved Aaron Rios to inside, and he had to play every snap because I'm just not real deep at this point.
Sure.
He did real well. And then Josh Eagleton, the sophomore, starting for me at an outside backer. He just continuously has this motor that got, you know, pressure, and he got a couple sacks last night. So real happy from where it is. And then I've got two captains as my safeties, and they really stepped up. There was only, we held Strasburg 5 for 14 passing.
Boom.
And really all their yardage came on one big play. Unfortunately, we had a breakdown, but it was 3rd and 24, and they got 27 on it. So otherwise, that's real pleased from all around. Tackling needs to get better, but I think fatigue and everything sets in, and we got weeks to get going here.
In the best facility in the state, how much fun to see the fans back in? That's the way high school football should be, right?
I was told there was over 100 people tailgating. The fans,
boom,
we had
that's
people,
what you like.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was so nice to see just families and faces in there, and didn't get a chance to really talk much at the end because lightning was coming in there.
Sure,
but
sure.
It was so much fun, and I bet every high school had that opportunity last night. And so we're all just grateful for it, and some of those things you don't ever want to take for granted.
Boy, no doubt about it. Troy, before we let you go, you talking about a young team. It's just a matter of learning week to week and getting better week to week, right?
Yes, it is. Got to find those things that are, you know, help these kids learn. You see it, you learn it. That's what I keep telling them all. Don't repeat your mistakes.
Sure.
Do the things you need to do. And a life lesson is if someone takes the time to teach you, you're respectful enough to learn it. So, again, we made some key adjustments in the second half on defense, and we shut them out. Held them in the red zone twice.
Oh,
so
terrific.
I'm real pleased there. Yeah, so we're going to get better. And I have more depth with my line than I've ever had. So those kids are going to get fresher, and they're going to still continue to work harder.
Boy, fantastic stuff. Good win, 1-0, Troy. It's a good start to the season. And
yes, it is.
I know we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, Clark. You have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too. There's Troy Hoffman, the head football coach at Platte Valley High School. Big win for them. They beat Strasburg. Don't be fooled by the 1A. Strasburg can play. 18-7 for the Platte Valley Broncos last night as they get the win. All right. Coverage of the Bears Bash is coming up 11-1 today. So we're going to go to break here at the end of the show. And then Brady Hole, Jerry Schimmel, Aaron Rath, all going to be out there, and they'll talk all sorts of Bears stuff today for 2 hours ahead of the Bears and CU coming up next Friday. How about that? What is a win for the UNC Bears going to CU? And I don't mean a win on the scoreboard. I mean, what would you come away with thinking, you know what, I'm kind of excited about the Bears this year. Do they need to be in the game at halftime? Do they need to be within 14 at the end? What does it look like for the Bears? Not saying, I mean, it's football. I'm not saying they can't win, but I mean the expectations are that they would they'd probably get run. But let's find out what's acceptable. What is a what will the UNC Bears come away with thinking? Yep, we are going to be a good team in the Big Sky this year. That's interesting. All right, thank you on the program today, Kevin Lytle, jumping on from the Colorado. When you want a great Twitter feed, go to Kevin_Lytle, LYTLE. Great win last night for the Fort Collins Lamb. Coming from 23-0 down to beat Legacy at home in the final minute last night, 30-29. Dorian McGarity, CSU commit, 3 touchdowns last night, can just make flat out make plays. Matt Yem, the coach of that Fort Collins football team, jumped on with us, talked about that win and the crowd going nuts at Ray French Field last night. So that was fun. Jeff Van Winkle, Severance, 54-0. They get the win last night against Devlin, and Troy Hoffman, his Broncos, 18-7 win against the Strasburg Indians. Well, did Strasburg change their name? They must have, right? You can't be the I word anymore. But the Red Wolves are in Loveland now. We know that, so that's good stuff. But we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Clark and the coach, myself and Bruce Dick, 11 o'clock here ahead of the whole show. And for the next 2 hours, though, keep it right here. Bears Bash coming up next. Brady, Jerry, and Aaron have that for you coming up here for the rest of the day. Hug your kids. Have a great Saturday. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.